Stand up for your rights. Speaking up for yourself. This recording lasts for approximately 12 minutes. It contains the following sections. This audio introduction. About this guide. Building your advocacy skills. This section includes understanding your vision needs. Communicate effectively. Keep it personal but flexible. You deserve to be heard. Trust your instincts. Asking for support. Pace yourself and stay on track. Need more support, including the section related resources, and closing announcement. About this guide. This guide is for people who are blind or have low vision and want to speak up when something isn't accessible. It shares simple, practical tips to help you explain your needs, raise concerns, and feel more confident asking for equal access, whether that's online, in person, or everyday life. Advocacy means speaking up for your rights. That could be asking for accessible information, fair treatment at work or school, or equal access to services and spaces. It's about making sure you can take part in all areas of life, just like everyone else. If you have come across an issue and helped to fix it, those steps you took to get it fixed, that's advocacy. It doesn't mean giving speeches or quoting laws. It's about using your voice to share your experience, ask for change, and stand up for yourself. You deserve to be included. Every time you speak up, you help make things better, not just for yourself, but for other people too. Building your advocacy skills. Understanding your vision needs. When you face a challenge, you might need to let someone know you're blind or have low vision. You don't have to share every detail, but explaining what you need and why it matters can help. For example, I'm blind and use screen reading software, which reads out text to me. I use a keyboard instead of a mouse to move between headings, links, and other parts of a page. If colours make a website hard to access because you are colourblind, explaining that clearly makes it easier for others to understand and fix the issue. Being open helps others support you and shows that accessibility benefits everyone, not just you as the person raising the issue. Communicate effectively. Not every organisation has considered the needs of people who are blind or have low vision. That doesn't mean they don't care, they just may not know what those needs are. Assuming good intentions and using calm, clear language can help your message land. I'd love to be able to access this like everyone else. Improving accessibility helps more people get involved. This would make a real difference for me. Even if you're frustrated, which is completely understandable when faced with a new challenge, staying respectful keeps the conversation productive. You may need to follow up, but a confident and polite tone keeps the door open. Keep it personal, but flexible. You know what works for you. If you suggest a change, make it clear that it's based on your own experience. This change would make it accessible for me. I can't speak for everyone, but it might help others too. This shows thoughtfulness and invites collaboration. You deserve to be heard. You have the right to be included, informed, and treated with respect. If something isn't working for you, it's okay to speak up. Advocacy doesn't mean being loud or confrontational. It means recognizing your needs matter and you deserve to be heard. Accessibility isn't a favor, it's a right. Trust your instincts. If something feels wrong, unfair, or confusing, trust that feeling. You don't need to wait for someone else to confirm it's a problem. If it's a barrier for you, that's reason enough to say something. It's okay to ask questions, seek clarity, or simply say, "That doesn't work for me." You don't need all the answers, just the courage to start the conversation. Asking for support. Standing up for yourself doesn't mean doing it all alone. Some of the strongest advocates are the ones who ask for help. Friends, family, support workers, or advocacy organizations can stand beside you. Sharing your experience can also help others feel braver about speaking up. You're not just advocating for yourself. You're paving the way for others, too. Pace yourself. You don't have to take on every problem you come across. Some things are quick fixes, and others may take time and persistence. Choose your battles and give yourself space when needed. Being strategic helps you stay motivated over time. Stay on track. Preparation builds confidence. Keep notes or take screenshots of who you spoke to, when and what was said or promised. This is helpful if you need to follow up or escalate the issue later. Even if you don't take formal action, having a record of your efforts gives you some peace of mind and a sense of progress. Need more support? While Vision Australia may not be able to provide individual advocacy in every situation, we can often offer general advice or help point you in the right direction. If you'd like more information on self-advocacy strategies or to obtain this guide in another format, call Vision Australia's advocacy team on 1300 847 466 or email advocacy@visionaustralia.org. Related resources. Vision Australia National Call Centre, telephone 1300 847 466, email info@visionaustralia.org. Australian Human Rights Commission, AHRC, National Information Service, 1300 656 419. Email infoservice@humanrights.gov.au. Web https://www.humanrights.gov.au/complaint-information. Anti-Discrimination Commission, Queensland, ADCQ. Statewide Telephone Information and Inquiry Line, 1300 130 670. Web, https://www.adcq.qld.gov.au/contact-us. Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, VEO HRC, Inquiry Line, 1300 292 153. Web, https://www.humanrightscommission.vic.gov.au/making-a-complaint. Equal Opportunity Commission, WA, phone 08-9216-3900, email eoc@eoc.wa.gov.au. Web https://www.eoc.wa.gov.au/complaints-inquiries, that's spelled inquiries/making-a-complaint. Anti-Discrimination Board, New South Wales, phone 02-9268-5544 between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Email adbcontact@justice.nsw.gov.au. Email complaintsadb@justice.nsw.gov.au. Web https://www.anti-discrimination.justice.nsw.gov.au/pages/adb_making-a-complaint/adb_making-a-complaint.aspx. ACT Human Rights Commission, phone 02-6205-222, email human.rights@act.gov.au, web https://hrc.act.gov.au/. Northern Territory Anti-Discrimination Commission, phone 1800 813 846, email antidiscrimination@nt.gov.au, web https://www.adc.nt.gov.au/index.html. Equal Opportunity Commission, South Australia, phone 08-8207-1977 between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Email eoc@agd.sa.gov.au, web https://www.eoc.sa.gov.au/eo-u/making-complaint. Equal Opportunity Tasmania. Phone 03-6165-7515. Email office@equalopportunity.tas.gov.au. Web https://equalopportunity.tas.gov.au/complaints. Closing announcement. This recording was produced by Vision Australia in 2025 in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. This document was last updated by Vision Australia's advocacy team in August 2025. Your narrator was David Tredinnick. This concludes the recording.